This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Beginning on Sunday, May the 10th, and going through the rest of the week up to Saturday, May the 16th, all deputies of the Huron County Sheriff's Office will be wearing black ribbons on their badges in honor of fallen law enforcement officers nationwide. This group of federal, state, and local law enforcement personnel, which includes those working in jail and prison systems, are those who paid the ultimate price by losing their lives in the line of duty. Last year, 115 died nationwide, with 5 being from our state. So far this year, 38 have died nationwide, and none of them have been from our state, fortunately. During our agency's 167-year history, 2 have died in the line of duty. Sheriff Joseph J. Murray died on June 2nd of 1932 when he drowned while investigating an illegal fishing incident off of Hume Township on Lake Huron. And Deputy Kelly J. Viermisch died on June the 11th in the year 2000 in Caseville Township after losing control of his patrol car in heavy rains while responding to a complaint call. And another news for today. The Tuscola County Board of Canvassers has determined that the Cass City School District's May 5th bond request actually did pass by 2 votes in a tally of 630 yes votes to 628 no votes. The process to issue $10 million in general obligation bonds for 24 years can now begin. The money will be used for updates, improvements, and security upgrades to the elementary through junior and senior high schools. The delay to determine the election results was due to several issues, including outstanding ballots that required resolution before the statutory deadline, military and overseas voter empowerment ballots anticipated from Novesta Township were not received before the deadline, so they could not be considered by the Board of Canvassers, and there was one outstanding signature ballot in Elkland Township that was successfully rectified before the deadline. Also, the Elkland clerk discovered 8 absentee voter ballots that had been secured appropriately but were inadvertently not delivered to the precinct for processing on Election Day. Once that was discovered, County Clerk Jody Fetting notified the Michigan Bureau of Elections to ensure the ballots were handled properly and presented to the canvassers in accordance with election law and established procedures. And we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
If you're tired of dealerships stacking fees like you're building a bonfire, then come to Al Hansen Motors. No dock fees, no finance fees, ever. The price you see is the price you pay. No surprises. And for this week's featured vehicles, I have a couple new arrivals. The first is a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium with 41,000 miles. It gets good fuel economy and has Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, heated seats, and more. We're asking $16,580. Next up is a 2016 Jeep Cherokee North Edition 4x4. It has a naturally aspirated 3.2 V6 with 58,000 miles. You get cloth interior with heated seats, a heated steering wheel, a power liftgate, and remote start, all for $16,980. I also have a 2018 Ram 1500 Laramie Longhorn Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded, has factory towing package, a 5.7 Hemi V8, and also comes with options you don't see every day, including Ram Air Ride suspension and the Ram Box. Take it home for just $28,580. And if you're looking for a reliable vehicle that won't break the bank, I have a 2016 Chevy Impala Limited. It's in very good shape with only 100,000 miles, and we're asking $10,580. And again, no dock fees, no finance fees, because paying for paperwork is ridiculous.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Columbia Township Library has received funding to support more offers for its patrons, and there will also be a request for a millage issue to support their operations. The library at 6456 Center Street in Unionville received a Pilcrow Foundation Children's Book Project grant, And while the grant does require a match, it will allow the library to buy $1,200 worth of children's books. This is not the only funding that the library received. The library also received funding from the Tuscola County Community Foundation's Future Youth Involvement Grant. That grant allows for the creation of the makerspace area for crafting, which will be an area with sewing machines, circuits, and other craft items. Also, there will be one mill request for 7 years to fund the library's operations on the August ballot. If approved, the millage will generate about $144,000 for the first year and cost a property owner of an $80,000 home about $40 for that first year. And another news for today. The Lapeer County Commissioners have approved accepting some grant funds as well as making some purchases. Commissioners approved accepting and using the carryover of $13,492 from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The funds will be used to purchase trailer vinyl wraps, 3 automated external defibrillators, and 1 portable generator. Commissioners approved accepting the Critical Incident Mapping Competitive Grant Program Partnership Agreement of $10,240 for those properties to be identified in the application, which will be submitted on May the 14th. Approval was also given for Community Mental Health to proceed with the purchase of 7 AED units, 1 replacement battery, and 1 replacement pediatric pad at a cost not to exceed $11,000. Also, approval was given for the building as well as for the building grounds and parks director and the chief animal control officer to spend $4,750 for a maintenance inspection on the animal control incinerator. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.